Hello, and welcome to episode one of the Carlina Show. I'm your host, Carlina Angwin, and we're recording this Friday, June 1st from Chattanooga, Tennessee. The way that I'm going to structure this is I'm going to give you a brief timeline of the 2 weeks leading up to the first episode becoming available on your podcast apps. And then I'm going to get into a little bit of the technical aspects of setting up a podcast. Then at the end, I'll share some things that I like about podcasting, some fun surprises, and also some things that I don't like, because there are a couple. And then I will answer some questions from the listener mailbag and give some shout outs to the Carlina Show fans. So just wait and maybe you'll hear your name or someone's name who you know. So let's see. Today is, yes, Friday, June 1st. So the first thought or the first idea I had of having this podcast was Thursday, May 17th. And I remember this day was really important to me and to someone that I know. And I received a text message that from someone who had overcome a huge hurdle, a huge challenge in his life. And I just remember that it almost really put me to tears reading that. And I thought, gosh, you know, he did it. And this is a story that I think other people would like to hear. I didn't ask him directly, and I haven't asked him yet. But that's when the idea of having a podcast came to mind. And so I toyed around with it a little bit about what I wanted the podcast to be, what I wanted the show name to be. And I mentioned that a little bit of that in the introductory episode that I did. But by the next day, May 18th, I had the Carlina Show in mind. And I had looked at some other podcasts to see what kind of names they used. And I found that names with fewer words did better, or they were easier to remember. And podcasts, hosts that used their names, I found that I had a better time remembering those show names. So if you're thinking of having a podcast and you're not sure what show name to use, you could try telling some people the name of the show that you have in mind, and then maybe reaching out to them later on that day or the next day and ask them if they can remember it. And if they can, then that's probably a good show name. And if they can't, then you might want to come up with something else. So that was May 18th. And the next day, I watched a couple of YouTube videos to see just how do you set up a podcast. I had no idea. And I found a YouTube channel with Pat Flynn. And he uses a podcast hosting site called Libsyn. So apparently, and I didn't know this until I heard it from him, but you need to choose a podcast hosting site, and that's what you submit your MP3, your audio files to, and then they distribute it to the podcast apps. So once I decided on my name, I set up social media accounts and all with the same name. So I could have used at the Carlina Show or at Carlina Show, and at Carlina Show is available for everything. And so I just chose that because that was fewer letters. And so I set up an account on Libsyn. And you don't really know what the dashboard looks like. And by the dashboard, I mean like the screen that has all of the features where you click and add episodes, or you add the episode information. You can see like the metrics and all of that. And so you don't really know what it looks like until you register an account and get to that place. And so once I got there, I was completely overwhelmed with that site, and I felt really discouraged. Well, first of all, it was so busy. There's so many different columns. And I didn't know like what to click on, what to do. So I just shut that down and thought, well, maybe podcasting isn't for me. But then I remembered a podcast website I visited before called Very Bad Wizards. And it's a really cool podcast I listened to with a philosopher and a psychologist. And I remembered visiting their site a while back. So I went to it again and it was just so clean and it had a list of all the episodes. It had the names of the host. Each host had their own page, picture. All of their guests had a picture, a page. All the episodes had a page. So it was just really clean. And so I looked down at the bottom and noticed that it was Fireside.fm was their podcast host. So I went ahead and just created an account with them. And once I got to the dashboard, it was so easy to just put in the information, and it just went step by step so I could follow through. I knew where to put my Twitter and Instagram and Facebook page information, and I could instantly find the website that they created for me. It's like carlina.fireside.fm or something like that. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. And I had that website instantly. I could click on it. I could share it. I could upload pictures to it. And it looked really nice. So I was really happy with that. So I canceled my Libsyn account. So that was May 19th. So that was 2 days after coming up with the idea of having a podcast. Let's see, May 24th, I looked at different thumbnail examples. So the thumbnail is what you see when you're scrolling through a podcast app like iTunes or Stitcher. There's like a little square and it has the picture and it has the name of the podcast. So those are the thumbnails. And so I looked through and tried to see which ones were easy to read. And so once I had the name of my show and I knew I wanted to use, there's a certain picture I wanted to use. And then I just wanted the Carlina show to be somewhere on that picture. So let's see. So that was May 24th. And I sent that to my graphic designer / photographer / significant other, Stephen Lorca. And I'll include his website in the show notes as well. He had taken that headshot, and so I sent him that image. And although he found the same image with higher resolution and ended up using that. And then I sent him like 3 or 4 examples of thumbnails that I liked. And I'm trying to think which ones I sent him. I sent him one from the Rubin Report, the Glenn Show, and a couple other people who have like their name with show. So I sent him those as examples. And so he worked on that. And while he was doing that, I narrowed down the theme. So like I said, I had toyed with lots of different ideas. And I think I came up with this idea in the shower or maybe taking a walk or somewhere. But I thought about the sort of inciting incident that led me to want to have a podcast and how someone else's experience inspired me. And I thought, well, you know, maybe the show could be about experiences or people who have overcome huge hurdles, huge challenges, and just ordinary people who have overcome these challenges. And they're using, you know, that experience to inspire others. And they may not even know that they're inspiring others, but they are. And so that's when I came up with the idea of ordinary people share their hero's journey. And so that was May 25th. And then that's when I had my thumbnail image was ready. So on May 26th, I uploaded the thumbnail to the Fireside podcast hosting site. I uploaded it to Instagram and all the social media. And then I announced it to the world. And by the world, I mean like my 150 friends on Facebook. And it was met with lots of wahoos and wows and surprises. But I let them know that I wasn't going to post an actual episode until August or so, because I just wasn't ready yet. So I wanted to make that very clear. And then once I got everything set up, I thought, well, okay, now it's time to research conducting interviews, recording them, deciding if I wanted to do video or just audio, editing, software, looking into podcast equipment, if I needed external microphones. I learned about pop screens or pop shields, the boom, which is the arm that swings the microphone, tripods and lighting if I was going to do video, and then the editing software program. And so I learned about all of that and got completely overwhelmed again and thought, oh gosh, maybe I shouldn't do this because I don't know any of that. Let's see, that was May 26th, and May 27th, I decided, the heck with it, I'm just going to record an episode, and just an introductory episode, and post it and see what happens. And I'm not going to be fancy, I'm just going to use a voice recorder app on my phone, and record something, and then post it to the site to see what happens. So that's what I did, and I just opened up a recording. It's like a Sony recorder, voice recorder app. I talked into it for about 8 minutes or so, and you could listen to that. It's the introductory episode, and I emailed that file to my laptop, downloaded it, and then I uploaded it as an MP3 to Fireside as my first episode. So within seconds, I had an episode that was on the internet available to the world, and I looked at my Stitcher app and started searching to see if it would show up, and of course it didn't. But I thought, well, maybe I'll give it some time and see if it shows up. And the next morning, May 28th, I still couldn't find it. So I research YouTube again, how do you connect your podcast episode to podcast apps, and learned that you need to actually create accounts with all of the different podcast sites like iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, Overcast or Undercast or whatever that one was. And there's a bunch of them I've never even heard of. But so I created accounts for those, and then I went back to my dashboard on Fireside and found my RSS feed. So each podcast has its own RSS feed. So I copied that link and I pasted it into all of those sites where it says enter your RSS feed here. And so I did that, and within an hour, I did a search on my Stitcher app on my phone and I found it there. I did a search for The Carlina Show, and there it was. So that was really exciting. And of course, I had to share that with everybody because I have a hard time containing myself sometimes. And let's see. So that appeared. And then the next day, May 29th, Stitcher sent, or maybe it was the 30th, I can't remember, but Stitcher sent me an email and said that they have reviewed my podcast and accepted it, and here's a link to my podcast profile page, which I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. But yeah, they created a really cool website for my podcast, and that was May 29th. And then May 30th, Google Play sent me an email with a link. And so I'm still waiting to hear back from iTunes and Spotify and a couple of others. Let's see. So then yesterday, May 31st, a friend of mine, Ward Morford, who, shout out, he contacted me, and he's a friend of mine from years ago in Ithaca, and he's a singer, songwriter, and a traveling nurse, and he contacted me to do a theme song. So we talked yesterday, and so that was my update from yesterday. And then today I'm recording this episode, and I'm actually a little bit fancier this time than I was last time because I'm using an external mic It's a iRig mic LAV, and I found out about that from a YouTube video. So I'll post a link to that. Let's see. And then tomorrow I scheduled my first face-to-face interview. So I figure, well, why wait till August if I can just go ahead and do it tomorrow? So I am. And so I'm meeting the, other person, which I'm not going to mention who it is right now, but it's Tom Bodkin. And oh, yes, sorry. So it's Tom Bodkin and I'm interviewing him tomorrow. So that'll be really exciting. And I'll post that sometime this weekend. So now on to the things I like and some of the things I don't like and some surprises and questions from the mailbag and then shout outs. So I'll try to get through this kind of quickly. So things I like. Yeah, so since I had this idea and started telling people about it, it's resulted in some really interesting conversations. So I've had people reach out to me from phone or email, face-to-face, and either just excited about it or they know someone who would be a good person to interview for the show. It's also a good conversation starter. I could tell people about the podcast I'm starting, and these are the types of conversations I want to have. And everybody knows somebody who overcame a challenge and is, doing something inspiring now. So that's been cool. And another thing I like is that I've learned what my strengths are and along with my limitations. So first with, I'll do the limitations first and then I'll do the strengths afterwards. So limitations, I realize that I am not a techie, like I am not a technical person. And I could watch YouTube videos and watch people who use all kinds of equipment to record podcasts. And I just know that that's not me. I need something that's very simple and easy to learn. And I'm okay with that. I'd rather spend my time working on setting up interesting conversations and being really strategic with the time that I use in those conversations and the questions that I ask. And then I am about editing and cutting out my ums and buts and occasional stuttering. So I'm not interested in becoming an advanced auto production sound effects editing person. So I realized that really quickly. And some of my strengths, I think I'm pretty good at identifying people who have interesting stories to tell and stories that mean something and could help other people or other people would find interesting or helpful. And I also like having the creative authority to call myself a host. Like, this is my show, and it's a new challenge. It's exciting. And so I like that. Let's see. Okay. So some things that I don't like, the Facebook page, like the business page. I find that really annoying. And when I try to post on it, all of these different suggestions pop up and I can't figure out like where to go or what to post. And I'm not sure if I should post it and then share it on my personal page. I don't know. I just find the Facebook page really annoying. And then also the past 2 weeks, or really the past week of actually working on the sound component of this. Like, the first week was really like the conceptualization component, and this week has really been like actually doing it and connecting all of the different sites to my podcast host. So that was a huge learning curve and really time intensive. And then watching all the YouTube videos to figure out how to do it. But I'm reminding myself that that's not something I have to do every time. And once that's all set up, all I really need to do is record the conversation and then upload that to the site. And maybe eventually I will use, I guess I can get into the still need to learn component. When that is, I still need to learn how to edit audio on iMovie or GarageBand. I'm not sure which one I'm going to use yet. But once I have the theme song or the intro, like a recorded intro, I will have to move around different audio files and merge them together. So I'll still have to figure out how to do that. Let's see. And I'll still need to learn. So tomorrow we're going to practice using the iRig Mic LAV, the clip, and it has like this little pop shield. But it's good because we can sit outside and talk, and there can still be background noise, but the mic picks up the conversation or the interview audio really well. And then I also still need to learn how to do long distance conversations. So if I use a call recorder on my phone to record telephone conversations, if I decide that I want to use video at some point, doing video conferencing, split screen, and converting those videos to audio. So I'll still need to learn how to do that. Let's see. Questions from the mailbag. And by the mailbag, I mean questions I got from Laura. let's see. Laura in Vermont, shout out. So, okay, she asks, what do you use to record? So right now it's just a Sony audio recorder on my phone. How much time do you spend in post-production? So I really only know from the introductory episode I posted, but I literally completed that episode, emailed it to my email, and then downloaded it on my laptop and then uploaded it to the podcast hosting site. So it took, the post-production took all of 2 minutes. Now the pre-production time, so for example, today it took me about, I would say 2 hours or so of just compiling all the notes and deciding what I wanted to say for this particular episode. But I don't think that will happen regularly in the future, because I'll be interviewing people. And although I'll be writing notes or having ideas of things I want to talk about, I don't think it will be that time intensive. Let's see. How did you trial your mics? The first episode, I just literally spoke into my phone. And today I'm using the external mic. So I did a couple like just practice recordings to see if it was working and if it's clear and how close the mic needs to be to my mouth, which is about, I don't know, 4 inches or so. Let's see. What platforms are you using for broadcast? So I'm using for the podcast hosting site, I'm using fireside.fm, and the podcast apps, I'm going to use all of them or just the top like 10, which is, like I said, you just create a profile page for those and then put your RSS feed where they tell you and hit enter, and then you can wait between an hour and 2 weeks. So I haven't heard back from iTunes yet. They usually take a little bit longer. There's a couple others I haven't heard back from. And I don't think other podcast hosting sites do that. I'm part of a podcast support group on Facebook, and it seems like some people talk about multi-steps of posting into a hosting site and then having to transfer it to another website, which I don't do, because I just add it to the site and it automatically updates it to my podcast website, which I get with the podcast hosting site. That's a mouthful. Let's see. Editing for recording, I'll eventually use iMovie or GarageBand, and I'm going to probably watch a YouTube video to figure out how to do that. Okay, time for the shout outs. So the first shout out is the state of Tennessee, because you are the winner of the number of downloads I've gotten this past week, followed by the state of Georgia, and then the state of Virginia, and the state of California. So you are all winners. Okay, shout out to, let's see, Ashley Kershaw in Tennessee, because she realizes that a shout out could make her famous, and that's true. Let's see, a shout out to Michelle Stilwell in Massachusetts. Let's see, Ron Silver in New York, who asked a bunch of kind of funny questions that I don't have answers to right yet. But, you know, maybe one day. A shout out to my niece, Haley Angwin, and she was text messaging me from Georgia and said my episode was really good, which that's a lot coming from a 12-year-old, because I don't even get that my spaghetti and broccoli dinners are really good. They're usually just okay. So Anna Stump, who is kind of an all-over traveler. She just graduated from the University of Utah, and I think she was messaging me from Florida. So what up, Anna Stump? And then Jane Fullerton Lemons in Virginia, and Laura Willoughby Perry for your awesome questions, and those were coming from Vermont. So, let's see. So I have links to some of the different sites I mentioned in the show notes, and, you can visit my Fireside, podcast website and subscribe to the Carlina Show. And then we have our first conversation coming tomorrow. So we'll probably have that posted. I will have it posted sometime this weekend. That's my goal. So, all right. Well, thanks for sticking around. And I hope this episode was useful. Be sure to reach out to me if you want. I'm on Facebook and the Gram and Twitter. Yes. So. All right, until next time.